I'm delighted to say that my guest this afternoon is Paul Bauer from Sesha. That's the Southeastern Shire Horse Association. Paul, good afternoon. It's lovely to have you here at Susie 103.4.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to all your listeners. Thank you for having me on the station to talk about my passion, the Shire horse.
There's nothing better than a passion in my experience, Paul. Shall we just break the ice by asking you what your role is with Sesha?
I have, for the last 8 years, I've been the chairman of Southeastern Shire Horse Association. We run events, and our flagship event is what I've come to talk about, our show on the 21st and 22nd of May. We try and promote, look after the Shire horse breed, which a little while ago was on the rare breeds register. It's now sort of got a little bit better, but we people out there keep the traditional methods of farming going, ploughing, pulling carts. I mean, the breweries, major breweries in the country still pull and deliver some of their beer by Shire horses.
So we could sum that up and say there's lots of work going on in a sort of conservation role with heavy horses.
Yes, there is, and we have a membership of about 200 people and a committee of about 8 that work very, very hard to promote and keep the breed going.
And you have a fairly strong connection with the main Edenbridge show, I believe.
Yes, I personally have been involved with Shire horses for over 25 years. I breed and show horses all over the country. And one of our favourite shows is the Edenbridge and Oxted show at the end of August, which now has become a very, very good show to see Shire horses. I believe last year there were 70 to 80 Shire horses there, which is a remarkable sight, especially when they're all made up and platted up to for showing.
Paul, let's cut to the chase, if I may. Tell us about our slightly more local event that's impending the weekend after next. Where is it and what are the times?
Right. It's our flagship event. It's what we call our heavy horse and country show. It's not just about horses, but it's at the East Bish Showground, which is on the Eastbourne Road near Lingfield. It's the A22. Which is off Junction 6 on the M25, about 5 miles if you're coming in that direction, and you'd come through East Grinstead if you were travelling north. It's very easy access, it is well signposted, there'll be AA signs there, lots of car parking and easy to get to.
And we're talking Saturday and Sunday. What time do the gates open?
The gates open at 8:30 on both days, and the shows go on both days till about 5 o'clock. There are some events that are on both days and some events that are on it on the Saturday, on the Sunday. Of course, there's heavy horses there both days. The Saturday is what we call our working day, where you'll see the horses that are still working have been ploughing. They'll be pulling harrows, pulling carts. There'll be horsemanship competitions in relation to the Shire horse. The Sunday is what we call our showing day, where everybody puts on their finery, including the horses and the wagons, and they're judged and presented with rosettes and cups, etc. But not everybody likes Shire horses, so as a show and an annual event, we say it's a country show, we have lots of other things. We have a dog show on the Sunday, which is free for everybody to enter, bring their dogs along and have a fun day. We have an agility dog show, which again people can enter. We have a falconry display, and also we have up to 80 classic cars on both days, vintage tractors, steam engines. And one of the major attractions both day, we have a man called John Goodwin, who will be driving his team of Shire horses to a dray. And why John is particularly well known in the heavy horse world, he has taken part in some of the big films, Sherlock Holmes, Pirates of the Caribbean, and he'll be talking on a hands-free mic about how he drives his horses, a team of 4 horses, around the ring. And it really is a sight to behold.
Sounds absolutely brilliant, Paul. Can I just backtrack on the horses a second, if I may? You mentioned the rosettes. Tell us about some of the other competitions that the horses participate in.
The other competitions on the Saturday, there's what we call horsemanship competitions, where a pair of horses or a single horse will be pulling a log, and they have to go through a chicane and cones, and they're timed. They have to back the horse into a make-believe stable. Very competitive, and it's just how horse people of years ago used to work their horses. In a very short period of time in the way of the world, remember, less than 100 years ago, we didn't have all the vehicles and the motor vehicles on the, as we do now. The world of the farmers and people survived with horses. And the horses were a mainstay of our history, really. And perhaps an interesting fact, when horses were ploughing the ground years ago, a ploughman, to plough an acre of ground with a pair of foot or a single horse, doesn't matter, he would walk 11 miles to plough 1 acre of ground. And that's why it's so important for the people of our organisation to keep the breed going. It's been such a big part of our history, and it'd be such a shame if it wasn't. And our children and the youngsters can see how things were 80 to 100 years ago. And at our show on the 21st and 22nd, we do our best to really make it a good day for the whole family.
I'm sure it will be an absolutely outstanding day for the whole family. I believe there's actually a ploughing match taking place.
Yes, there is a ploughing match. That's on the Sunday morning. We'll commence about 11 o'clock. I think we have 3 ploughing teams, a pair of horses, and we have a judge. And they're judged on how they plough, i.e. how the furrow sits, whether it's clean. And it, for those of you who come along and watch, it's very, very interesting. But as I've said, without repeating myself, 80 years ago, that's how we worked the ground. Now we've got a tractor that will do it in millisecond of the time that it used to take.
Would they in the old days have worked at night as they do now with tractors and lamps?
They would work long days, first light right through to dark. It would be a little bit more difficult to work with horses in the dark. I'm not saying that occasionally when they had to do it, they wouldn't do it, but not really.
I suppose illumination would have been a problem in any case.
It would have been, yes. And the horses, obviously, they would have teams of horses which would have swapped to keep going over the period that they could plough, because a horse working for 4 or 5 hours is enough for a horse, really. Then they would go back and have a break, feed.
Big country show, Paul. Lots of things on display. Lots of trade stands and things to buy.
Yes, we have. The latest count I was talking to this morning at the office, we'll have up to 40 trade stands. Also, we have a craft tent, which is filled with people who are selling their craft, which they've made themselves, and all from the local area. It's been really well supported, and it's nice to have a craft tent when you can go in and you know that the people have made their craft themselves. As I say, we've got static tractors, and there's a part of the show that is set aside for the vintage cars, stationary engines. We have tried to put on a fantastic show for the family, and I think there's something there for everybody.
We're talking stationary engines rather than the sort of traction engines and rollers that hold all the traffic up.
There won't be any traction engines there, but there will be a lot of old vintage tractors, which again is something to see.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. And just back to the dog show for a second, if I may, there's going to be some terrier racing.
Yes, terrier racing. That's on the Sunday. There's terrier racing on the Sunday, which you can enter your terriers. Very popular. And I think it's £1 to enter your terrier, and you can compete against other terriers. And one other thing I should mention regarding the horses that I've forgotten. On the Saturday, we've got a miniature horse show as well, which we thought was a good comparison, really, when you can see the smallest horses up against the biggest horses. And now I'm sure there will be some ideal photo opportunities for people there.
Paul, time flies when you're having fun. We've almost filled our 10 minutes, so let's cut to the real chase now. How much to get in, and what about some contact details, if you please?
Okay, right. It is £10 for an adult to get in. Children under 16 are free. As I've already said, there is ample parking. There is forward parking for disabled people. And it's directly off the A22 at East Bish Showground. You can obtain more details on our website at shirehorsesite.org.uk. And for those of you travelling by car, which is the best way to get to the showground, the postcode for the showground is RH76LF.
Okay, Paul, we're almost out of time. Now, I should add that Susie 103.4 will be live on air from the show on both days. Let's just move now to this little bit of poetry that you've chosen for us, Paul, before we play For Everyone at Sesha, Fairground by Simply Red. Why have you chosen this little bit of poetry for us?
Well, it's a piece of poetry that's been around for several years now, since the 50s, and it's very often played at the end of a show or a major show. And it's something that always seems to bring a tear to my eye. And I hope that listening to the words, your listeners will understand why I and our committee are so passionate about the Shire Horse.
Paul Bower from the Southeastern Shire Horse Association, thank you so much for coming to see us at Susie Radio this afternoon.
And thank you for having me.